What's popping, my people? This is a late night session. Here's truly. I'd sound like I'm 50 because I'm sick and I'm getting over a cold. But I just had a thought in mind and it was just eating me away. So I figure why not record it on this kind of special day for me, because today's the 23rd and the number 23 has a very meaningful place in my heart. But the thought that came through was, you know how sometimes we're so consumed by the life we live that we may think that the world revolves around ourselves. You know, like we don't, or maybe not so much that we think that the world evolves around ourselves, but we forget that there are other people and we forget that they may have things going on that we don't know or we're not aware of. And, you know, people make promises or make arrangements to do or to be there for us and do certain things. And then when they're not, a lot of times we can fall into this kind of like thing where we feel like, you know, they're failing us and they're not, like, they don't care because they're not doing what they say. But then we forget that, like, us, people make mistakes, you know, because none of us are perfect. And we, I mean, the ones who know about themselves can come to the realization that we're not perfect. And sometimes we say we're going to do things and we want to do them, but we don't get to do them because life happens. So this is just like, I don't know if this is because like I was the youngest, you could say, of the kids, from like my grandma's kids. My mom was the first daughter of a family from a single parent home. She was the first born daughter. And my brother and I pretty much were the first grandkids. So my grandma raised us for a lot of our childhood. And I always felt like I was like the youngest sibling. I was always there listening to everyone. You know, we couldn't really talk much because we were kids. But growing up, I feel like I had to learn how to pick up people's emotions and people's reactions and tones and all those things. And I don't know if it's because that was like my role in growing up, that I grew up to be an adult who can feel and pick up everyone's like moods, it's unfortunate sometimes because you overanalyze. And that comes with the whole ADHD too. Like, you overanalyze like every little change in vibration. Like, you know, someone could just be moody and because you're so in tune with emotions and feelings and vibes, you kind of like pick up on those things and it makes you like a type of adult or human being that like you're always, at least in my situation, like I'm always trying to see people's perspectives and I always try to put myself in people's shoes. Like whenever I catch myself judging someone or thinking the worst of a situation, like there's a little piece of me that's always like, but what if, you know, because shit happens, you know, life is not perfect. And if she happens to me, that keeps me from being my best self, even though I want to be my best self, why isn't it possible that other people may also go through life like that? I feel like, sometimes we get so consumed into our own lives and our own expectations of people that we put people in a pedestal when at the end of the day, like they're just human beings like me. And things happen and things may not go as you want them to go, which sucks. It sucks. And you know, it can make you seem, or it can make you be portrayed as something that you don't want to be portrayed as. And I guess this, like, this session is more to, like, remind myself not to, like, be so judgmental. You know, we can get caught up in our issues and our problems and the things we can't have, the things we want to have, the things we wish we had. And we forget that there are other people out there. There are other people also going through shit. There's other people also trying to enjoy life and trying to be a part of something else, that we need to remember not to be so selfish. Like, yeah, go for what you want, ask for more, you know, live the life you want to live, but also remember you're not the only person in this earth. And it's really shitty when you go through life shitting on everyone, but then you come to realize how things really are, and it really hits you in your face. Like, you're not the only one here. There's a bunch of other people, and things don't happen how you want them to happen. It really sucks, because I know there's a lot of people out there who want everything to be their way, but life doesn't work that way. And that's what we have to realize sometimes. We may want to have a picnic tomorrow, but the weather may think, you know what? I'm just gonna let it pour. And you can be so, like, stuck and just angry because life is not going your way. Like, you have to learn to change and mutate with what life brings. I know there's a lot of people who think, like, well, I can make life happen. Like, you know, like, yes, I believe, like, you do have a big, what would I call it? I think you have, like, depending on how you move or how you react to things, like, yes, you can make life happen a certain way, but you can be fixated on that. Because sometimes, no matter how much you try, things may not go that way. Like, look, the only thing that we have certain is death. That's, and even that, like, now people are, scientists are making a bunch of shit to make us last longer or, like, live longer. But nothing that's matter really lives forever. Look at our sun. It's a big ass star that one day it's gonna explode. They say the toughest substance in our planet is a diamond, but in other places, diamonds like can turn to dust. So nothing's really, like, meant to be forever. Things are meant to change. Well, I kind of got super on another wavelength there. But yeah, I guess with this all, it's like, life happens, shit happens. I need to always remind myself that, even though it's my life that I'm living, one thing that I don't want to change about myself is that I'm able to put myself in other people's shoes. And a big part of that is because growing up, I felt like no one really put themselves in my shoes. People always had their point of view, their thoughts. And no one really ever tried to understand my side of things. They just focus on their way, their views, how they saw stuff. And it all comes to, like, we're so focused on ourselves that we only think what's happening around us is the only thing that's happening, when there's, like, billions of people in this earth and billions of things happening at once. I hope this, like, makes you think about someone other than yourself. I hope it makes you think about other people when you feel like they don't care or they're not supporting you or, I don't know, what's the word? Like, when you feel like people are not living up to your expectations, I hope, like, listening to this makes you realize that maybe they're trying, but also life is happening. And a lot of times, life doesn't happen how we want it to. And we need to learn to accommodate to things and be less judgmental of others. Because we never truly know what's happening in their lives. Just how people never really fully understand every aspect of our lives or the life that you live, because they're not living the life that you're living. We all have shit we go through. We all perceive life differently and we all go through it differently. Some relate to others more or less, but none of us are like the same at all. We really are all different. And next time you want to judge someone or think about the reasons why people do certain things, I encourage you to, like, try to see it from different perspectives. Don't just think of the first thing that comes to your mind and give people those traits. And if you don't know, ask. Like, you never really know someone's true intentions by just looking at them. And yes, people lie and people deceive and people may say one thing and mean another. But I would bet 1,000 times more if I knew about a subject than if I just saw, like, the things around it. I don't know, how could I? Like, if I saw a book from the outside, I wouldn't feel very reliable to really know about the book. Instead, if I read it, then I would feel more comfortable about talking or explaining the book. So why do we look at someone and think we know things about them instead of opening up to them and opening, you know, offering a safe space for them to opening up to us so that we can understand better? I feel like a lot of us do that. We see people, we see what may be going on around them or what they do without asking, without context, and we form some type of, like, understanding of them when we don't really know the person or know their motives. I feel like that can make you a very shallow person. And maybe because of my upbringing, maybe because I had to grow up guessing and trying to understand everyone else's perspectives so that I can fit better into the situation, so that I wouldn't get in trouble, so that I could survive. Maybe all those things, like, helped me be the human being that I am today. And I know everyone doesn't have that same survival skill, but I know many that do. So if you don't have that type of survival skill, I encourage you to like try to understand others, because that will help you understand yourself a lot more. Even though we are very different, we're more alike than we are not. The words kind of run off my head. And it's kind of late, and I am getting over a cold. So my brain is not the most sane at this moment. But I really had that thought just bothering me. And I was really just thinking, like, why can I put myself in a situation where I try to see the best in people? And I try to see other circumstances before I tie like something bad to people's behaviors. Like, I guess because of the things that I have seen in life, it's very easy to see someone not communicate and think, oh, they're a horrible person. But I feel that because I've tried to understand people more, I can see someone who doesn't communicate and think, like, what happened to them, why they're not able to communicate and just open up like I am. Instead of like attaching bad behaviors or like thinking the worst of someone, I always try to like understand like what happened. Like, I don't just try to put an answer without knowing more about the person and about their being. And I know a lot of people are not like that. I know a lot of people are bad and they do bad things because they're bad people. But I also feel like a lot of people are misunderstood. It's tough. Because there's like two parts inside my head that battle against each other. One, it's like, screw that, people, like, it is what it is. And the other is like, no, but there's like, there's a reason why they're like that. And you don't know that until you ask questions. I don't know. Because I'm not God. I think none of us are God. And none of us have like the answer for everything. So it's like nice to ask. With that being said, you're not God. You don't know everything. Shit. Try to see other people's perspectives. You know? Until you have the other side of the coin, you don't really know what the fuck's going on. If you only see life through your eyes and your perspectives, you're going to be very disappointed. You're going to be very sad. Because even our eyes, like, sometimes the shit our eyes see is not truly what the fuck's going on. So ask questions. Stop thinking the world revolves around yourself. You know, we're all part of something. We're all here together for a reason. If there was no reason for us to be alive, then we would all probably be dead. The world would probably already have swept us out like the dinosaurs. So get out of your asshole. Think about others. And if you don't know, don't assume. Ask people. You went to school for a reason. You learn a language for a reason. You learn to speak and communicate for a reason. If we wanted to be cavemen, we would all live in the forest or in the desert alone. But nobody fucking wants to be alone. And if you want to be alone, then don't be around people. But if you are around people, at least make the effort to get to know those people around you. Because more likely, they're more like you than you think. Don't be an asshole. Nobody likes an asshole. Even you don't like an asshole. So don't act like one. If you want to get far in life, my advice, get to know the people around you. Because it's really sad to get old and to have no one who you can talk to or no one to want to be around you. You are not God. There's only one God. And luckily, he's inside all of us. So, take some time. Ask questions. And get to know the people around you. Because if you don't, you're not really going to get too far. And you're going to live a very sad and lonely life. And that fucking sucks. Do better, be better. Try better. Each and every day is a new time to learn. Not just about yourself, but about others. The more you know about others, the more you can learn about yourself and why you are the person you are and why you do the things that you do. Basic science. Look it up, Buttercup. I feel like this has gone way too long, and I don't want to bore anyone to death. I feel like my thoughts were a little all over the place. I started with one idea, and it kind of just, like, rippled. I'm trying to be accountable and just have more content. And this was a very intrusive thought in my head that ended up going all over the place. We'll see where things go for the next time. Thank you for listening this far. I really appreciate you if you have. Till next time with me, thank you very much.